This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The weather, and we want to let you know about a couple of delays out there. Fort Carson is on a two-hour delayed reporting time for soldiers. And meanwhile, Teller County courts are on a two-hour delayed start. Now to more of the weather. Most of southern Colorado waking up to more snow this morning. Sean Lucero, Operations Program Supervisor for the City of Colorado Springs and Plow Crews, talked about the conditions with me just a short while ago. What kind of conditions are you experiencing out there? What you expected?
Not as much accumulation as they originally told us. So just a lot of wet roads right at the moment.
What would you tell drivers to watch out for?
I worry as we get into the sunrise that a lot of this water could freeze on the roadways in different areas as we lose temperatures. So could get some black ice. Give themselves extra time and ice and snow. Ice and snow, take it slow.
Meanwhile, forecasters say this is going to taper off in the plains, but stick around in the mountains. So for those who are trying to make their way around, make sure you are giving yourself plenty of extra braking distance. A winter advisory in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Canyon City, and Woodland Park ended overnight, but remains in other areas until 5 p.m. A winter warning will also make it tough traveling to the Wet Mountains and Sangre de Cristos until 11 p.m. Another storm arrives next week. President Joe Biden delivering his State of the Union speech before a joint session of Congress last night, talking about democracy and freedoms.
I see a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it. I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away.
The president also talking about the border crisis, an issue where he is polling poorly, scolding Republicans for failing to take up the bipartisan bill for the border. Biden noting it would have added thousands of border security agents, judges, and asylum officers to the border. And delivering the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address, Senator Kennedy Britt of Alabama, who's speaking from her kitchen table in Montgomery, centered her remarks on issues that she says are plaguing everyday Americans, like the border crisis and inflation, and also calling out Biden's age. Also saying that what she saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than she's been alive. Governor Jared Polis is reacting to President Biden's State of the Union speech. He says it outlined a future-focused vision that emphasized issues important to Coloradans. Those include protecting freedom and democracy, investing in education, and reducing health care and housing costs. The state is trying to make prescription drugs cheaper and already has capped the price of insulin at $100. Efforts are also underway to add more homes and make them affordable to rent or buy. Families also get free kindergarten and universal preschool. Polis says he looks forward to working with Biden to move Colorado and the country forward. Meanwhile, El Paso County voters are gearing up to make their voices heard at the local level, and it starts with party caucuses this week. Republicans held theirs last night, and Democrats will have their turn tomorrow. Candidates who make the ballot will compete in the June primary. Voters will be choosing three county commissioners, state and House representatives, the 4th Judicial District Attorney, and a congressional representative, among others. Well, Wall Street is eyeing today's jobs report. Applications for unemployment benefits were basically flat last week as the labor market continues to show strength despite high interest rates. The question now is, with inflation easing, when will the Fed start pulling back on rates? Following Thursday's jobless benefits report, the U.S. government is set to deliver its monthly update on the job market with the hopes that Wall Street, that it remains healthy, but not so much that it deters the Fed from cutting rates. A Colorado university is setting a record for the number of first-year applicants. CU Boulder Assistant Vice Chancellor of Admissions Jennifer Ziegenfuss says the exposure since hiring football coach Deion Sanders has been tremendous, but stops short of crediting the prime effect for the surge.
Applications for CU Boulder, specifically for first-year students, has been steadily increasing since 2012. So seeing an increase this year is anticipated and sort of continuing with the trend.
Nearly 68,000 people are interested in continuing their education at CU Boulder this fall. That's a 20% jump from last year. The school also says it's the most diverse pool of applicants Boulder has ever seen. Applications from Black students went up more than 50% and more than 25% for Hispanic students and 15% jump for Native American students. So far, the university has given offers to about 51,000 students, including 14,000 in-state and 35,000 from other states.
Snow showers around for your Friday morning commute, but those snow showers will taper off quickly as we head late morning into the afternoon. Chilly today with a high of 34, Colorado Springs, 39 in Pueblo. We'll get clearing skies, at least partial clearing overnight with Saturday morning lows in the upper teens and low 20s. More sunshine tomorrow afternoon, up to 50 degrees, Colorado Springs, 54 in Pueblo. We're back into the 60s by Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.